Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth
enough! You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got a new national champion in college basketball.
Oh my goodness gracious. How you doing there, Jeff?
I'm doing well, buddy.
There's one thing that we have is a new national champion in college basketball. And you know something? I can't wait to talk about Tiger Woods.
Yep.
My buddy, Tiger Woods, is making a comeback. And you know something? Who's the guy that you predicted that was going to be back in St. Louis?
We'll tell him after the when we get into that segment. I had my my crystal ball out, and I got that one right. You know, the sun does shine on a dog's behind every once in a while, and I was right about that one.
We got the five QBs in the NFL draft.
This is going to be interesting, Eddie, because this is not a strong quarterback draft, but there are teams that need quarterbacks. So there are going to be guys that are going to be drafted higher than they probably would have had there been a couple better quarterbacks in this draft, but there aren't, and these teams need to make decisions. There's still movement that needs to happen. There was a trade, actually. The Eagles and the New Orleans Saints made a trade where New Orleans got a couple picks from the Eagles, and I'm thinking to myself, is New Orleans trying to put together a package to send right to Cleveland to get Baker Mayfield? Because that's a guy that could go to that team and change that franchise. Yeah.
Baker Mayfield will change that franchise. He's like a Drew Brees. They're smaller guys, but they know how to win.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Boy, that would be a smart move for New Orleans.
Yeah, I caught a little flack for saying that earlier this week, but I feel like there's a possibility that they are trying to put something together. A lot of people think that people are going to wait for Baker Mayfield to be cut, because obviously Cleveland's not going to carry those two quarterbacks. But why would they cut him with the Deshaun Watson drama that still exists and the possibility that he won't play? We'll have to talk about that and more when we get back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, WrestleMania 38, Roman Reigns takes home both titles.
Well, you know something? Roman Reigns is the king of the WWE. And now you see why he is the king. And he's the tribal chief. He took over for my good friend Rocky Johnson. And the bottom line is this. You know, it's a unified championship. And you know what's really interesting, Jeff, is that I want to see what happens with Raw and SmackDown. Because before you had two titles, you know what I mean? And now you got one title. So does Roman Reigns appear on Raw and SmackDown? Or what? That's the deal. And you know something? There's $1 billion on the line, so I'm sure he's going to appear on both of them. How about that?
Well, I mean, if he's going to be the fresh new face that they're putting out there, it would obviously make a lot of sense to have him on as many broadcasts as humanly possible. And with the pressure that's being put on the WWE by the AEW, I believe that they're going to start trying to get their big names and big faces out there as much as humanly possible to try to win the battle of wrestling that, for the first time in a long time, is a legitimate thing. You know, the market was cornered there for about a about a decade since the Turner stuff kind of went away, and so it looks like there's a new kid in town. The new kid in town.
You know something? I had a great shot in the 90s to really make an impact with Universal Studios. And I did. I scared the bejesus out of them. And you got AEW, and you got Tony Khan behind them, and he's got $100 million. That's a lot of bread, and that will do a lot of things. And he just bought Ring of Honor. You know, Vince is saying, uh-oh, I got a real competitor. But the problem is, you know, Vince has got a damn – he's got three – deals like, well, Fox for $1 billion, NBC for $1 billion, you know, and overseas, Saudi Arabia for $1 billion. So you're talking about that's $3 billion right there. Now Tony Khan's got to step it up, and he just lost his big guy, Cody Rhodes. And I believe that Cody Rhodes was forced out, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'm looking forward to you saying this. We were talking about this before, and you have an interesting take on this.
Yeah, I just think Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone is a bunch of stooges. Jim Ross is the kiss of death for AEW. They need to fire him and fire him right away, because what he did, he was behind the scenes forcing Cody Rhodes out, and he sent him to where? WWE. Because he's always been a kiss ass to Vince McMahon, and he's never stopped.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that that such a big name in WWE history goes over to AEW, and it's such a fresh thing. And one of the first things that he seems to instigate is moving the biggest name back over into Vince's court. So maybe he's a mole. And Mr. Khan, if you're listening, make the move.
You better fire him.
Fast Eddie Mansfield demands a move be made.
Fast Eddie Mansfield tells you, and you know that I tell you the truth. Bottom line is, you better fire him and Tony Schiavone right away. And you bring in a guy like Kevin Kelly or somebody else that can do play-by-play and put a great guy next to him to do the color, because this guy's going to kill your organization, and you just better be careful.
Hey, you sound like me, Eddie. You get rid of the old and bring in the new. Hey, what did you think about Vince McMahon's match at WrestleMania?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. It's like, you know, you got a 76-year-old guy trying to work. And then what really was the worst thing that I've ever seen in the history of the business. Here he is trying to kiss booty with Stone Cold, and he took the worst Stone Cold stunner in Stone Cold's history. It was so bad. I mean, it looked like he came out. You know, I'm looking at this and going, what the hell is he doing to Stone Cold? He's killing him. You know what I mean? Because he took the stunner. If you look at the stunner, that's the worst stunner in the history of Stone Cold, period.
Whoa.
And Stone Cold is one of the best there is in the business. Bottom line is, Vince McMahon is the greatest promoter in the history of professional wrestling. I don't care. But far as getting his ass in the ring, come on already. You know, that's how come his old man wouldn't let him in, because he wanted to wrestle, and he can't wrestle. You know who can wrestle out of the McMahon family? It's Shane. Shane's one of the best workers I've ever seen in my life. I just think that, you know, sometimes you need to know your limitations. A man must know his limitations. And Vince doesn't know his limitations. He thinks he can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do. But you know something? This is not promoting, and he's really good at that. He's the best there is.
There was a time when Vince McMahon, his love for the camera actually paid off, because he was good on camera. He could talk on the mic, and that's a good thing in professional wrestling. But his days are done of being on camera, definitely being in the ring. But there may be a new kid in town, former Colts punter and very, very successful broadcaster at this point. Pat McAfee lived out his dream of being part of WrestleMania. Yeah, right. How'd he do, Eddie?
Well, he did really well. He lived out his dream. I mean, he had a great entrance to WrestleMania, you know, with the cheerleaders and all the blah, blah, blah. And you know something? He fulfilled his dream. Sometimes that's really great to see a person fulfill his dream, even though he's a punter. You know, a punter is a punter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. You know, in the NFL, a punter is like a jabroni in wrestling. You know? So, and the bottom line is that Pat, you know, from his talk show to doing you know, wrestling commentating. He fulfilled his dream, and that's all that matters.
That's good for him. You know, the WWE with this WrestleMania also decided to bring out another very familiar pop culture name in Johnny Knoxville to wrestle, and they did a Jackass style match, I guess, and anything went for 15 minutes.
Well, you know, the first 15 minutes was pretty much Johnny Knoxville doing, you know, Jackass style stuff. But, you know, who really won at the end was Sami Zayn. He didn't win the match. He got beat by pinball. But the bottom line was the fans went nuts over him because he did what he needed to do. He was a true wrestler. Johnny Knoxville was a wannabe.
He's an entertainer.
Could have been and never was a wrestler. And, you know, when I look at stuff like that, being a former pro wrestler and one of the top 10 in the damn business for you know, 10 years, I look at a guy like Johnny Knoxville. He's just like a joke.
Yeah, you know, I don't think he was there to wrestle.
I don't give a crap. You know something? Bottom line is, Jeff, I'm a television producer, and I'm an award-winning television producer. And the bottom line is, I'm an ex-professional wrestler, and I'm very proud of it. And when I look at Johnny Knoxville in there, you know, it's a joke. It's a joke on the business. And don't you ever tell me about exposing the business, because you just exposed the business with that jackass in the damn ring.
Yeah. I see it as one of those fun things. I mean, they used to roll Donald Trump out there and just to have a big name and bring in a guy that would have a lot of good on the mic.
Yeah,
presence.
But you didn't need Johnny. Johnny Knoxville is not big enough to draw two knobs of goat.
You're crazy. Johnny Knoxville is very well known, and I guarantee you brought a lot of seats and a lot of eyes.
Let me
to
ask you a question. Hey, let me tell you something. How many seats did he actually draw at WrestleMania?
How many seats were in the building? 40,000? I'd say 5,000 were Johnny Knoxville.
More than that.
Well, 100,000, then 10,000
no
were Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, well, how come?
How
come the finish? Well, excuse me, you're wrong, because who got over Sami Zayn, not Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah, but Johnny Knoxville's presence that made a huge difference. Hey,
presence, my ass,
Eddie.
You know something? You know, that's a joke.
We got to take a break here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Mouthing all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the college basketball national championship. Kansas beats North Carolina 72-69. Kansas wins the national title in the biggest comeback in the history of the Final Four. They were down 15 coming out of halftime. Armando Bocott from the Tar Heels wasn't 100%. He twisted his ankle up in the game against Duke, and he still tied the NCAA record set by David Robinson with 31 double-doubles in the season, 15 rebounds, 15 points with a bad ankle. And until the very end of this game, North Carolina had a chance, and they were given a golden opportunity right at the end. They're down by three. They give the ball up, and it looks like it's over. Kansas inbounds to a kid who's running up the sideline, and he steps out of bounds. And right. North Carolina gets the ball back with 4.3 seconds, which is an eternity at the end of a basketball game. And they just couldn't manage to make a three-pointer. They didn't get the ball to their best three-point shooter in clutch times. And
that's the key right there.
And, you know, they made some less than great decisions in the final minutes of that game. But you know what? We'll give it to Kansas. They played hard. They played well. Nobody was really thinking that they were going to. Gonzaga was the champion, everybody thought was going to happen. It was an interesting March Madness field of 64. You had a, I can't remember, St. Peter's that went far deeper than anyone thought. I mean, it was an upset the first round, an upset the second round. They made it to the Sweet 16, and then they made it to the Elite Eight, if I'm not mistaken, and then finally lost. And Duke and North Carolina, we talked about it before, would have been a great final, but we got to see them in the semifinal, and it lived up to the hype. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun. And Coach K went out with his head held high, although he didn't win that game. Team played great.
You know, that's really sad because, you know, I'm a Coach K fan forever. And if you love college basketball, you will be a Coach K fan forever. This guy is a winner, not only winner in college, but he's a winner in the Olympics. He's winner everywhere he's ever done. And when I look at Coach K, he's an example of what you can be in life. He will teach you to be the best that you can be because he showed without the greatest talent in the world or great at this, great at that, that you, if you believe and you put yourself out there, and this is what I believe, Jeff, and you know that about me, that you know something? If you believe well enough in yourself that you can make it, you will be somebody. And Coach K became somebody as a legendary coach.
Coach K, best recruiter of all time. It's incredible the kids that he was able to bring in that program. And he also, something that gets lost on Coach K was that until very late in his career, his kids stayed in school. They played their entire 4 years.
Absolutely.
And they didn't jump to the NBA early when they were available to do so. He kept them in school, kept them playing there, had a lot of success, had a lot of guys that did well in the NBA. So his game translated to the next level. And, you know, it's a good story. One guy, just to
throw something out, you know, I'm gonna throw you a bone. It's Grant Hill. That guy, you know, he went on to the Detroit Pistons and to the Magic. And, you know, he was special.
Yeah,
Grant,
you know,
Hill
barring
was special.
Barring a horrific, the injury I don't think was as bad as the surgeries that he got, because looking back at that, they really did not fix his foot properly.
No, they screwed him up.
He had to have, I think, four surgeries. He caught a bad break, and literally and figuratively speaking. And
well, what they should have done, Jeff, was send him to Jim Andrews in Birmingham, and they would have fixed him. But they stayed in Orlando, and you know, Orlando, when you look at the tragic, they blew it in the 95 because they would not fire Brian Hill. They could have had a dynasty with Shaq.
Yeah, you know, Shaq was leaving, though. Come on, Eddie.
He wasn't leaving at the time.
He was leaving.
You know what? Wait a minute. I'm going to give you the whole scoop on this.
Please,
scoop.
You give me the scoop, Eddie, let me give you just some history to make sure that we're on the same page here. He was a huge Magic Johnson fan. He went to a school literally to wear Lakers colors in college. He wore Magic Johnson's number. He wore Magic Johnson's number when he got to Orlando. If he would have gone anywhere other than Los Angeles when he left Orlando, I would hear your argument. And I'm interested in hearing your argument and hearing the truth behind all of this, because the writing was on the wall that he was going to eventually play for the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay, who was the general manager of the Magic?
At that time, I'm not even sure. You tell me.
What is the damn guy's name? Bottom line is, he flew out in a hurry, you know, to match the offer, you know, and it was too late. You know why?
Because Shaq had always wanted to be a Laker. Shaq.
No. He wanted really to stay in Orlando, but because, you know, the taxes were better, everything was better, and he could have built an empire here. He went to L.A., and they made him the offer, and they couldn't get there quick enough. And I'm trying to think of the GM. I can't remember his name right now, but that's what blew. Let me tell you something. The Orlando Magic have become the tragic because they, ever since they lost Shaq, they lost everything.
Well, I'll tell you this. They do have a problem with keeping big stars here. Because,
why? You know,
because
why?
It's a small town. I mean,
I don't buy that. Let me tell you something. OKC? Nope.
OKC? Who did they keep?
Well, they kept everybody until they didn't want to pay them. And so the problem is with the Orlando Magic, they don't want to pay anybody. And that's it comes down to this. If you want to be an NBA champion, you got to pay people. And so, you know, you know what LA's threatening to do right now, don't you?
No.
To trade LeBron James to Orlando.
Well, I mean, it would be interesting because I don't think LeBron James would want to be here. Well, he's on a one-year contract.
Hey, let me tell you this. What will be really cool is this. If he comes to Orlando, right, then they can draft his son. And then that will make him and his son play together in Orlando. That could make something really happen in Orlando.
Well, I mean, they don't have to make that trade to get LeBron James to play in Orlando. All they have to do is draft Bronny, because LeBron has already said that he's going to play on whatever team drafts Bronny. He's not signing multiple year deals.
But
he's
Jeff,
going to
always
come.
Remember, it's all about the damn money.
Yeah.
It's all about the contract.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't know that LeBron James is the guy that you want to bring in to be the cornerstone of your franchise anymore, because the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, he's an old guy, man. Let me tell you something.
The Los
he's
Angeles
on
Lakers
his
are.
Last leg, believe me.
They, as of right now, are eliminated from the playoffs in the NBA. LeBron James did not make the playoffs, even though they've added there are 10 teams from each conference that make the playoffs now.
Right. And I understand.
He ain't in them. So clearly LeBron isn't LeBron anymore. Adam Silver came out today and said
That's how come he's coming to Orlando. Because he don't mean anything.
Yeah. Adam Silver came out today.
That's why they call him the Orlando Tragic.
Adam Silver came out today and said that they're going to start having to address the fact that these stars don't play in every game. They're not playing a full complement of games during a season, which is something that needs to be addressed, because when you have a LeBron James or a Kawhi Leonard where fans pay to go watch these guys play and then they sit out with not injured, just taking a day off, and they sit out and they do it 15, 16, up to 20 times a year, the fans don't appreciate that. And it looks like they're going to start figuring that out. They get screwed. Yeah.
You know something? When I was a professional wrestler, I wrestled every single night. I didn't give a dang what happened. I let me tell you something. I've been stabbed 7 times, and every time I was stabbed, I wrestled that night. You understand?
Yep.
And so I don't buy this damn old sissy-ass stuff that they're bringing in the NBA. They've allowed that to happen, and so you got to stop it.
Yep.
And it's starting to happen. Well, let me finish. It's starting to happen not only in the NBA, the NFL, and everywhere. You know, you either want to be an athlete and get paid the right way and play, or get the hell out of the business.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with yourcreditpulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Yourcreditpulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at yourcreditpulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at yourcreditpulse.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now.
If you have a small business,
right,
let Staples be your shipping partner.
Pro ball
I'm generating
players,
orders 24/7.
TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball
Staples
adventure
has it covered.
Of a lifetime.
A one-stop
so check
shipping
out
solution
TeamAvenueBaseball.
For a business that works nonstop.
Padded mailers in every size and color?
Staples has your shipping covered with packing and shipping supplies and services. Now get 15% off UPS Ground and 20% off UPS Express shipping services. If you need to ship, ship at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/services/shipping for details.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. And as you spoke about before, Eddie, I predicted this would happen. Albert Pujols is returning to St. Louis. He'll make his 22nd consecutive opening day start in his return to the Cardinals, which I also predicted. And that did a little something.
Absolutely. You know, Jeff, you know, with Albert's start, that matches him with Hank Aaron and Carl Yastrzemski. And that's second on the all-time list behind the great one, Pete Rose, my guy. And, you know, that shows that he's showed up for 22 straight opening days. That's unbelievable. And Pete Rose showed up for 23. That's pretty strong, man.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Pete Rose, because this is a very good point and it's a very good thing to talk about. Pete Rose played in the National League his entire career, and the National League did not have a designated hitter at that point. And Pete Rose started 23 seasons. And Albert Pujols clearly is going to be the DH in St. Louis when he does play. I mean, he can still.
So to me, that doesn't, you know, he's not. What are you tying? He should have laced the damn cleats up and went to first base.
Yeah, he probably will a few games in the year. He's still a usable first baseman.
No, I'm talking about now.
So baseball ramps up. It's actually we're less than. At this point, 24 hours away from opening day kicking off. So exciting for me. I'm a big baseball fan. It's an interesting thing because we don't talk about hockey. Although if you ever decide that you'd like to, I can talk hockey because that's my favorite sport to watch. But
you're a sad human being, but it's okay.
It's the best sport on the planet other than baseball. But so until hockey
baseball
season
is number one, and then we'll talk hockey.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. So hockey is moving into its playoff phase. So I'm still very much invested in hockey in the beginning of baseball season. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to watch my Nationals, and they're not going to be good. So it's going to be a rough year to watch them. But the shining parts are that I still get to watch Juan Soto play. We brought in Nelson Cruz. They brought in Nelson Cruz. They've got a young pitcher that they got in the Max Scherzer trade that's going to be fun to watch. But every baseball fan's got to be excited that opening day is going to happen, and we're going to get a full slate of games this year. And the coolest thing about that is that they're going to do doubleheaders, but they're not doing those ridiculous seven-inning doubleheaders. They're going to play nine innings the way of baseball. This isn't softball. This isn't beer league softball or co-ed softball. It's baseball. We play nine innings. Hey, moving on to golf, sport that I've...
Oh, my boy, Tiger Woods. Let me tell you something. Tiger Woods is what a comeback. And I'm going to tell you, I got a lot of, you know, me and Tiger have been friends since the 90s, just to let you know that. And bottom line is this. Tiger, I've always said, that even after the wreck in California, he's going to make a comeback. And you know something? He is doing that right now. And you know something? When him and Charlie played that game together, I think that it sparked something inside of Tiger that brought it back. You know, just like with his father, Earl Woods. That I just think that it did something to him. It just took him to another level, and he's already at another level. And I think that, let me tell you something, I'm so proud of Tiger. You know, I'll never forget, he used to borrow my golf carts at Universal and drive around. And that's Universal Studios, if all you people don't know what that is. And so, bottom line is this. when you look at Tiger, he's the best there is. And he was the best there ever was. Him and Arnold Palmer. I think that him and Arnold were the best there ever was. I mean, you can talk about Jack Nicklaus all you want to, but he's not Arnold Palmer and he's not Tiger Woods.
No, you know, Arnie and Tiger definitely, there's an argument to be made there on who was better. Tiger did a lot of great things when he was very young, but, you know, Arnold Palmer probably wasn't afforded the same amount of practice and ability to play at a younger age that Tiger Woods was. So he didn't show up when he was, you know, Tiger's first Masters, how old was he, 18?
No, he won his first Masters at 21.
Yeah, he won it. But was he playing in it when he was 18?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know when he won it.
Yeah.
It's 21. And bottom line is this. It's like me in my athletic career. I started, you know, in baseball at 17. And when I went into pro wrestling, I was at 19 years old. And, you know, that when you're young like that, Jeff, it you have to work really hard because you're up against old guys and older guys, as I should say. And so that you got to be the best at what you can do. And that's what Tiger is.
Yeah.
And now when you look at Tiger, God bless him, man. He's been through a lot of pain and suffering, you know, through the injuries. And now he's stepping up and saying, hey, I can win the Masters.
If he can overcome these injuries, and he has a lot of golf left in him. He's still a young man in the game of golf. You can play golf into your 60s. So, I mean, the kid's got a chance to, you know, really, really be thought of as the best of all time with no argument there. If he can keep it together,
it's I don't know if he'll ever be the greatest of all time, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when you say that you're the greatest of all time, you're going up against a lot of people. What people should say in the media, he's one of the greatest of all time. I'm not talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about whether it's Tom Brady or whether it's whoever. You know what I mean? You're not the greatest of all time because you're really not. If you look at it, you're just not. Because you got Arnold Palmer. You got all these other guys, that Bobby Jones and people like that paved the way. You know what I mean? For you to be where you are in golf. Are you paved the way in football? Are you paved the way in baseball? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron is one of the greatest pure hitters ever. And you can't tell me that Bobby Bonds is better than Hank Aaron. There's no way.
No one would ever say Bobby Bonds was better than Hank Aaron. But his kid Barry, he was pretty good.
There's certain things I believe in, and there's certain things I don't. And I believe in history, and I believe in the magic that came with that history. That's just me.
Hey, listen, let's move on to ranking these top five quarterback prospects. Although, let me say this first of all, this is not going to be a quarterback draft. The first five picks may be linemen. There may be a receiver mixed in there, but a quarterback will not be taken in the first five picks. It's possible that a quarterback,
you think so?
Yeah, I don't think there's. It's possible a quarterback won't be taken with the first 10 picks, and it wouldn't absolutely stun me if we make it through the entire first round without a quarterback being taken. It's going to kind of depend on who takes what, where, and when. But you've given me this list of rankings. I don't know that I necessarily would rank them this way, but Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh is the guy that you have number
well,
one.
That's the guy. Let me tell you something. That's the guy with the experience, and that's the guy that somebody's gonna take. You know why?
Why?
You know, when you look at the guys who've won Super Bowls, They've always had 36 games underneath their belt. And when you look at that, he's got that. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they should draft him and have him walk across, you know, right across the field. And he's the guy that could turn him around.
He has the makings.
But I know that they're gonna take Malik out of Liberty, and he is not the guy. Let me tell you something. That's just me. I'm just telling you. Liberty is not your guy.
Yeah, you know, so it's interesting. These athletic quarterbacks that can run are getting a lot of play in the NFL, and they don't seem to take it to the next level often. I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
Yeah, won Super but you Bowls. Know something? Those guys changed their game.
Yeah.
They could do a drop back and throw, or they could roll out. You know what I mean? And they become like a Fran Tarkenton of a modern day. And when you look at that, you know something? These guys today, they can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All they want to do is tuck and run. Well, you can't tuck and run in the NFL. You just cannot. And that's what they're doing. And it's you know, it's just BS.
Yeah, guys that win Super Bowls are in the pocket unless absolutely necessary. It's a pretty much standard
because,
thing.
You know something? How do you stay healthy?
I don't know.
And you watch what the Denver Broncos do this year with Russell Wilson.
Interested to see. Hey, you have five on this list. We don't have time. So really your third is the last guy that I think is going to make any impact. There's a possibility that for the Sam Howell out of North Carolina could potentially also make some noise. But Matt Corral is an interesting
sleeper. Matt's a sleeper.
Yeah, Matt Corral's an interesting pick. He looks like a guy that could play in the NFL, and someone's going to take him. And I don't know if he'll start right away, but the jury's still out on him. I look forward to it. He slipped up a little bit in college and didn't make as much noise as a lot of people thought he would.
So you're talking about Sam Howell?
No,
right?
I'm talking about Matt Corral. I'm not talking about Sam Howell. Sam Howell was at a team that he was never
going to be able
to.
Oh, that's the Ole Miss boy.
Yeah,
Ole Miss. And you know something? Hey, he's good. Corral is really good. He's a sleeper too. And the other guy that's really a sleeper is Sam Howell out of North Carolina.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing what both of those guys do.
Those two guys are sleepers, and whoever picks them up is going to be smart because they can really motivate them and really train them in the right way, and that's what you need when you're coming out.
All right, man. Well, we got to take a break here. We'll be back right after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Foul the ball. All over the world.
All right, we're back with Mouthing Off All Over the World with Fast Eddie Mansfield. It's been a fun one, Eddie.
Oh, man, has it? Are you kidding me? You know, congratulations to Kansas and your boy who?
Albert Pujols.
What'd he do?
He's coming back for a 22nd consecutive opening day game. Although you think he should play in the field, well, that is left to be seen.
Yes, that's me. Yeah, right.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're gonna tie a record, you know, you need to stand up on first base. That's where he's known from. Yeah, it's first base. So you know, you need to go step it up a little bit. You know something? Because I have all the respect in the world for Albert Pujols. He's one of the greatest ball players of all time. And Hall of Famer? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And
first ballot.
You know something? Hey, what about my buddy, Tiger Woods?
It's so exciting for golf to have Tiger Woods back in the fold. They are going to get a ratings boom. And it's going to be exciting to watch. I think that a lot of eyes are going to be on the Masters, and it's going to be because of the fact that Tiger Woods is playing. They've got a lot of young names coming in, and it's been exciting in golf, but nothing brings people to golf like Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is the man. You know something? They can say what they want. Bottom line is, I am so proud of Tiger. And you know something? If he didn't believe that he could actually win, he wouldn't be there. And so wouldn't that be the greatest thing for golf if Tiger Woods wins the Masters, the 86th Masters?
That would be exciting, Eddie.
It's been fun. We got to run. See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.